Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you, slumbering round the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving, hell is bare to let them go. See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Sisters, will you join and help us?
Moses' sister aided him. Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin? Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Sisters, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Brethren, we have met to worship. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou
King. Somebody asked me which musician is this that sings these last two songs. That is Ben Everson, and I would recommend much of his material. There are some things that I don't agree with. Some of the newer songs that he sings, there are some that border on contemporary. I don't listen to them, so I don't know what they are or anything like that. But the ones that I pick out, I try to pick out that are good, strong, and biblical ones. And some of the other ones, people, they vary in taste as far as that goes, you know. But let me know if this is coming in clear, if the audio issues are clear like that. Just let me know. Somebody asked me a question, Pastor, would you recommend a Tyndale King James Bible? I do not know what that is. I know what a King James Bible is. I know what a Tyndale Bible is, but I don't know what a King James Tyndale Bible is. So I would have to say I couldn't recommend that because I don't have any clue what it really is. But anyway, so let's see. Let's give some folks some time to get on here. And let's see, we'll play. Let's see. There we go.
Once I was lost in sin, I had no peace within. To save my weary soul, I knew not how. But Jesus came to me, and by His grace I'm free. Now it's different, yes, it's oh, so different now.
It's different now,
yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now,
yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm whole.
By His blood I'm whole.
For Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different, yes, it's oh, so different now.
So different now. I went to church one day to hear them sing and pray. The preacher firmly plowed the gospel plow. He said, you must repent. So down the aisle I went. Now it's different. It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm whole.
By His blood I'm whole.
Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different.
Yes, it's
oh, so different now.
So different now.
And now my hopes are bright. I praise Him day and night. How He could change me, so I know not how. But praise the Lord, it's done. The victory now is won. Now it's different. Oh, so different now.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
Jesus saved my soul.
Since He saved my soul.
It's different now.
Yes, it's different
since
now.
By His blood I'm whole.
By His blood I'm whole.
Old Satan had to flee.
Different. Oh, so different now.
Oh, Satan had to flee when Jesus rescued me.
Now it's different.
Now it's different.
Now it's different. Oh, so different now.
Amen. It is different now, and that is salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes all things different now. When you get saved by the grace of God, your life changes. You are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Glenn Sellers says, hi. Hey, Glenn, how you doing? I think you're the Glenn. Are you the Glenn from Kansas City, barbecue country? I think you are, but anyway, I hope you're doing fine. Hope all things are going well for you. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay, good. Well, praise the Lord for that. And listen, Glenn, I've got to tell you, I was on a little anniversary trip with my wife the last couple days. And on this anniversary trip, we found some good barbecue over in Madison, Wisconsin. And I was skeptical because, obviously, in my opinion, Joe's is the best. And it still is, by the way. But this one had a great rating. And we went there, and it was really good. The sauce is second to Joe's. It's a little different. It's a mixture of a vinegar type, not as thick as Joe's, but it was really good. And if you're ever in Madison, Wisconsin, you need to look up Smoky John's. And it's easier to take it and eat it at a park somewhere, probably. That's what I would recommend doing, or you know, something like that. It's a small little area they have. You know how those, most of those are little holes in the walls, right? Those little barbecue shops. But anyway, very good barbecue, very good, excellent fries. And second only to Joe's Barbecue there in Kansas City. And I've been around to quite a few different places. I try to check out the barbecue. So you check it out if you get to Madison, Wisconsin, Smoky John's. I bought a bottle of it, of their sauce. It was really good. So I recommend getting a bottle of that barbecue sauce. I got the spicy one. It's not as good as Night of the Living Barbecue or anything like that, but it's good. It's got some good flavor. They had this corn, and this corn that they had, they put this rub in it, and I bought their rub. It was really good, and it has turmeric in it, and boy, is it good. I'm telling you, that rub was really good. So anyway, they put that in there, and the ribs were good. Not as good as Joe's, but they were good. So I recommend it. You got to try it if you're in Madison, and get the fries, too, and the corn was good. The macaroni and cheese was good. Anyway, so if you're ever in Madison, by the way, the best coffee you can get, in my opinion, the best coffee that I can tell you, in my opinion, hands down, if you like nitro coffee, if you like good coffee, cold press or whatever, if you like nitro, the best coffee in Madison is a espresso bar called Crescendo's. And if you're ever over there in Madison, Wisconsin, you should visit. If you like coffee, you should get some coffee at Crescendo's. It was very good. It was excellent coffee. Man, it was one of the best nitros I've ever had. I like nitro cold press. It tastes really good. And I'm not much for hot coffee, except in the wintertime. But in the summer, I like to drink coffee cold, and I like good cold press. And this one was excellent. This nitro, it was just unbelievable. Anyway, so if you're ever in that area and you're looking for a good cup of coffee or something like that, I'm sure their espresso is really good. I'm sure it is. But I didn't try it. But anyway, so just some fun facts there. We had a great time, Hannah and I did, with little Gideon. We were over there at in Madison and got to go to a few places and look around. We hiked this awesome trail that was up there. It was called the Ice Age Trail. Maybe I'll send you some pictures. Why don't I do that? You want to see some pictures, or you're like, no, just get to the facts, buddy. I don't want to see anything. Well, maybe you don't, but that's okay. Sometimes I just show you stuff anyway, even if you don't want to see it. That's the preacher in me, of course. I like to show things that people don't want to see. I thought about showing the children at church on Sunday the cave that we went to. We went to the Cave of the Mounds. And boy, what a nice cave that was. But before that, we went to this beautiful park, or this beautiful Ice Age Trail. And we hiked this trail with Gideon. And boy, was it beautiful. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. See how many you'll let me do. I got to show you this. Let's see how many it'll let me do. It may not let me do all of them. Let's see if it does. Two, please unselect some photos. Okay. All right. Well, we will. We'll try it again here, and we'll select a few here. And I want to show you some of these pictures because they were really beautiful. The landscaping was just unbelievable. Let's see. There we go. That'll be good. That'll be good. I'll put them on the chat here. And what? That's not too big. Come on, you big babies. What's going on here? Not letting me do anything. Come on. All right. Try that. Maybe that'll work. Boy, they're sure being fussy today. All right, let's try that. All right, we'll try this here. Let me get to my Facebook page here, and I will show you. I put these on Instant Messenger. We have a group. And here we go. Okay. Let's scoot over here. All right. You ready? Let's look at these. Real quick while we're waiting here for folks, I like to give people a chance to get on. Instead of just playing music the whole time, I can show you some cool pictures. This is called the Ice Age Trail. And look at that view. Isn't that beautiful? That's over by Madison. And boy, I just thought that was just absolutely beautiful up there. And we went for about a 2.5 mile hike. And it was just spectacular, really. The views were unbelievable. Let's see. Here we go. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Just unbelievable. Oh, that's Carl Winters. That's not beautiful. That was when Carl Winters was back at his hippie fruity days. Oh my goodness. How did that get in there? Oh no. Let's go back to this. Look at it saying that's gorgeous. Oh no. Oh, Mr. Winters. I'm terrible. But I have a lot of fun doing it. Oh, stop complaining, you. Okay, let's see here. 1, 2, 3. Let's go there. Let's try that. Okay. Oh, let's go here. Boom. Let's try it again. Yeah, Andrea, Iowa is definitely a change. That is for sure. There we go. Oh, that's Carl. Oh, there he is again. What's going on here, man? What did we do to deserve that? We didn't do anything to deserve that, man. Come on. What did we do wrong? Oh, man. Oh, there we go. Anyway, beautiful pictures and so much more. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you're there, actually, it's just even more spectacular. Any of those. I've got a lot of... I don't think I did. I ever show you all the Grand Canyon pictures? I didn't, did I? I was going to talk about the Grand Canyon sometime, and I hear I got back from my trip and forgot all about it. All right. Well, sometime I will. I'm going to have to here. Anyway, we're going to talk about a few things here today. We're going to talk first. I'm probably going to do a Bible study with you the second hour. The first hour here, we're going to talk about some of the things with the abortion ruling, the Roe v. Wade ruling, and all those things that have taken place, and the aftermath of what the Biden administration is trying to do. Now, you know I'm not a Trumpster. I'm not a Biden guy. I'm just a Bible guy, okay? So anyway, let's play this song here, and then we'll get right into that.
life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
Amen. All right. One glad morning, some glad morning. Amen. We'll be gone. The Lord Jesus will take us home and or we will die, but one or two of the other things is going to happen. Amen. This is a picture of my wife and I 20 years ago. Yesterday, 20 years, right? We were married all those years ago and we celebrated that yesterday, and it's funny to think about, you know, how many years have went by and how fast, right? How fast. We praise the Lord for it, but it's been, you know, sometimes I say that, you know, like, what in the world happened? Like, where'd all that time go? And the Lord reminds me it was in the service of the King. Amen? That's where it went. It went in the service of the King. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. It went to the service of the King. That's where it went. And that is the little church that I was saved and baptized in right there. That's the building there. And that's the basement there that we were having our reception right after we got married there. And wow. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. And God is good to us. And man, I'm getting older. I'll be 46 this year, so I still got, Lord willing, I said in this, I hope the Lord gives me another 40 years with my wife. I hope God gives me another 40 years in ministry and with my wife. Amen. I really do hope that and pray that. That would be a blessing if the Lord would do that. Amen. And it certainly is possible. I would like to be that snarly old man that keeps preaching until I'm dead. And I don't want to lose any of that fire either. I pray God continues to give me that fire to stand up in the effeminate and wicked generation that we live in and continue to fire it off as an old man, you know, until God takes me home. And an old man that will not, by God's grace, be moved away from the truth. Right? And that's the goal. That's definitely the goal. Amen. So anyway, we'll see what God does with that. Amen. But we'll continue to praise the Lord for his goodness and for his grace, and we'll continue to serve. Amen. Continuing on. Amen. And in the service of the King. Amen. 91 years old and still preaching. Man, I hope the Lord lets me do that. That'd be a blessing for sure. Look how black my hair was there. Huh? Look how black my hair was. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. 15 years of pastoring. That's what happened. Anyway, all right. Well, we are gonna get started here. We're gonna talk about a few things here that I believe will be beneficial to us in our understanding, that is, of everything. Mm-hmm. You got old. That's what Nemo Strange said. You got old. Yeah, that's right. It's going to happen to you too, buddy. Someday you're going to get old too. But you know what? I'm not that old. I'm still pretty young. I got all my hair too, by the way. I lost any of that. Just black. That was black and now it's all gray. But praise the Lord, I still have it. So I haven't lost any of the hair. It's still thick. But boy, was it black. Yeah. But I'll tell you something. I've earned every one of these gray hairs in the ministry of the Lord, in the work of the ministry. I've earned every single one of them. Every single one of them, along with the war wounds that go with them along the way. Amen. Absolutely know that I've earned them. Amen. Every last one of them. All right. I want to show you something that is pretty disturbing. It is pretty disturbing to see how far wicked men will go in order to kill babies. I mean, we've seen people go absolutely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Right? Over not being able to murder babies. I just think it's shocking when you put it in just plain straight details of what's wrong with these people. What in the world is wrong with you people? It's like a famous saying we ought to say. What in the world is wrong with you people anyway? What's the matter with you? Well, they got devils in them. That's what's the matter with them. I'm telling you, I'm hearing men's hearts failing them for fear all over the place. Recently, this reformed guy that was like a, whoa, what happened there? Boy, that was weird. I don't know what that was about. All of a sudden, my screen blinked on me and act like it was going out. Uh-oh. Making somebody mad. But this reform guy that was an abolish abortion guy and worked with the reform, Ray Comfort stuff, ended up committing suicide. Something ain't right with these folks. You gotta have the power of the Holy Ghost. You gotta be in communion with God. You gotta be in communion with the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me you're in communion with God. See, that's the dangerous thing about looking in the eyes of evil all the time and not having that communion with the Holy Ghost. You better be careful in your own walk. There's guys like, you know, I recently heard about J.D. Hall and the tragedy of somehow he fell. I don't know what happened, and I'm not going to get any specifics because I don't know anything anyway, but the point is that you better be not looking into evil all the time and everything that's bad. Like, we talk about things like that, but we also teach the scriptures and teach you how to have a walk with God. You need a walk with God. You need fellowship and communion with the Holy Ghost of God. And sometimes people with this in discernment ministries, they call them and everything else like that. Discernment ministry is one aspect of the ministry. A pastor preaches the word of God and feeds the flock of God. Part of his ministry is discernment, is teaching people to discern things, is teaching the discernment ministry in that sense. But you've got to know how to walk with Christ. And guess what? You ain't going to get it. All I talk about is conspiracy and how bad Biden is, like I'm talking about today. Or how bad Trump is, or how bad this guy is, or how bad that guy is, or how bad the homosexuals are, or how bad this group is. How about how bad you and I are? How about the depravity of our own souls? How about the vital need for communion with the Spirit of God, with the Word of God? That needs to happen. If you're constantly looking in the face of evil and constantly looking at all those things, you're not going to grow spiritually. Me telling you everything that's wrong, but never telling you what you need to be right and how to grow in the Lord is not going to help you walk with God. That's why pastors have more well-rounded ministries when they do things online than most of the online people. Because you have these people that are discernment people, and they talk about, for instance, like, they'll talk about, you know, the charismatic movement like I have and everything else like that. They'll talk, but do they feed the Word of God to people? See, pastors are required to feed the Word of God, feed the flock of God. They're required to feed people the whole counsel of God, not just talk about how bad Benny Hinn is. You need to be able to learn to grow in the Lord and walk with God and have communion and fellowship with the Holy Ghost of God. You ain't missed nothing yet, Carl, but your ugly picture that I accidentally put on there twice for people to see. And unfortunately, you scared half the audience away with your face and your goofy picture from before you were saved. But that's okay. They came back. You haven't missed anything yet because I haven't started yet. All right. Anyway. The White House responded to the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade by promoting a website advising children how to hide their abortions from their parents. If you need information on your state's laws or legal help, you may consider this website, abortionfinder.org. The Department of Health and Human Services advised in a published release to the press that was also promoted by the White House. The website informs children 15 years or younger, that parental requirement laws demand that parents and guardians must be involved with the decision to have an abortion. If you need to avoid involving a parent or guardian, contact the If, When, How Judicial Bypass helpline for information about getting a judicial bypass. You're 8 weeks, 3 days pregnant. You can end your pregnancy with the abortion pill or an abortion procedure. In 2 weeks, 5 days, you may be far too long for the abortion pill to be an option. You would only be able to get an abortion procedure. Some states require people under 18 to involve a parent or guardian. Depending on your location, your provider's location, you may qualify for financial assistance. Hey, we'll just go ahead and pay for it for you. Talking to kids. Now, let me say something to you. If your daughter's pregnant anyway, it's probably because you didn't father her or mother her. It's probably because you don't even know what she's doing in the first place. We made Abortion Finder because we saw firsthand that far too many people, the process of figuring out where and how to get an abortion is confusing, complicated, and overwhelming, the organizers wrote. So in order to kill your baby the best way, we have a guide. It's kind of like a voter's guide, right? We'll just give you a guide on how to murder your baby without your parents' consent. Wonderful. So they sidestep any parental authority. Yeah. That's coming from the federal government and the president of the United States. Right? That's what they're doing. Pretty sick stuff, isn't it? Well, and if that's not enough, if that doesn't go far enough, President Joe Biden is weighing setting up abortion providers on federal land in Republican-controlled states, according to Health and Human Services Secretary. Becerra said that every option is on the table during Tuesday's remarks. There it goes again. I don't know what the deal is with that. President Joe Biden, right? He says that every option is on the table during Tuesday's remarks about the fate of the abortion in the United States following the Supreme Court's reversal. Becerra said HHS is aware of a number of ideas and proposals when asked about the possibility of setting up abortion clinics on federal lands. What I can tell you is that we are aware of a number of ideas and proposals, many of which we have been considering internally ourselves. We have made no decisions yet. We certainly would have a conversation with the president to make sure we implement his directives to us in trying to protect women's reproductive health care. Becerra's remarks come after the prominent congressional Democrats have called on Biden to install abortion clinics on federal lands. So that's what they want to do. Yeah. Let's just set up abortion clinics on federal lands. Ah. So, other words, you would set up tents to murder babies. Like your own perverse city of refuge, it'd be like a city of slaughter. Senator Elizabeth Warren is among those who have made such calls. Warren said Biden should explore just how much we could start using federal lands as a way to protect people who need access to abortion. No one needs access to abortion. Move the babiest of baby steps. I'll start with the babiest of the babies of baby steps. Open abortion clinics on federal lands in red states right now. Ah. Well. So, in other words, basically, let's just kill the baby. We got to find a way to kill these babies. No matter what, we got to kill babies. Right? Here's another one. Right? Here's another one. Media's outrage. Facebook won't allow black market for abortion drugs. After ignoring or even celebrating 6 years of political censorship and election interference, leftists have found a Facebook content moderation policy they disagree with. A long-standing ban on using the platform to distribute illicit prescription drugs. The unauthorized sale of prescription drugs is a federal crime. So what do they want? They want to be able to sell black market drugs to kill babies. You know, when we were at the Pride event the other day, We had a guy on the microphone. He was on a, and he, all he did was in a guttural death metal voice scream, burn babies the whole time. Burn babies, burn babies. I want to burn babies. I want to burn babies the whole time. That's what he just said the whole time. He said it for an hour and a half. That's what he said the whole time. You know, when we look at the scriptures, by the way, that number 13, natural, for the natural man, right? 13. That's interesting, isn't it? Without natural affection. Without natural affection, twice in the scriptures, right? The Bible tells us over and over again, they are without natural affection. Somebody asked, why on earth do federal lands even exist? Because the United States federal government, after the Civil War, never, when Congress was illegally dismissed, they never reassembled again. It was a different Congress in that sense. Federal government was a corporation. I will be showing more, by the way, of what took place at that event. The Bible talks about these people being without natural affection. They kill and murder even the simplest of life, the shedding of, what does the Bible call it? Innocent blood. 20 times. What did God say about that? He said that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally, right? Look what verse 13 says, thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood. God talks about innocent blood. The guilt of innocent blood. It's really what we have now. We have this bloodlust and this bloodthirst. When I look at it, and these people are really crying over not being able to kill their own seed. The only people in the scriptures that killed their own babies were those that made their children pass through the fire. That's who they were. They made their children to pass through the fire. That's who they are. And they're still the same people that do it today. Uh-oh. Something happened to my chat. Something's going wonky with my system here. Let me see here. I'm hoping I'm still streaming. It looks like I'm still live. But something happened with my chat. I'm not sure what it was. Hang on. Well, anyway, we'll keep going. I'm not sure. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. All right. Oops, something went wrong. Try reloading the page. Yeah, I'm not sure. It looks like I'm still live here, but something's going on with the chat. Hang on. Let's see. Let's see. Anyway, I can't communicate with that, so let me see. Anyway, either way, we'll keep going here. I don't know what happened here. But we'll keep going. Either way, we'll just keep going. I can't see anything of your comments. So maybe Andrew can come in and kind of sign in and fix it. But we'll keep moving along here, okay? And we're going to get into here pretty soon a Bible study. In a little while here, we're going to talk about it. But just so you know, the Bible instructs us about what the scriptures say concerning natural affection and shedding of innocent blood. When you have a government, when you have a country that is bent upon shedding innocent blood, when you have that, then you got to understand one thing, that judgment is coming. Judgment is on its way, because you cannot get away with doing that. God will not hold blameless that nation or those people that shed innocent blood. It's all over the scriptures. God warns about it. We've been doing it for 40 years. And I believe that God will bless some of those let's see. That some of those states and other groups that will not give into that, they will not budge, that they completely outlaw abortion. I believe God will that God will bless that. Okay, that God will bless those states that do right, and we should remember that. I'm going to switch over to a YouTube chat. Forum, right, we here. Should remember Hang that. On 1 second. We'll mute that. All right. Okay, good. All right. So anyway, I can monitor it from there if I need to, but anyway, understand this one thing, that God will not hold blameless those that choose to shed innocent blood. These states and these groups of people that may have an opportunity to do what they need to do in those provinces, God is going to bless them if they do right. But we have a federal government that a long time has wanted to shed innocent blood. They've wanted to kill babies. That's just who they are. That's what they do, unfortunately. And they believe it's a fundamental right to murder babies. That's pretty sick. But that's the world that we live in today. That's the world that we live in. So you keep that in mind when you look at that's exactly who these people are. I mean, they want drugs to be able to kill a baby by a swallow, right? This is that without natural affection. Now, remember I told you a few weeks ago, I told you about Disney and their complete desire to pervert your children, right? We talked about that, and their desire to program children. This is another one of those things that is without natural affection. It isn't normal to train children that the way that God made them is not good enough. Or to try to confuse them and pervert their minds. But that's what they're doing. Now, Disney is at it again. Disney animated children's series Baymax features transgender man who menstruates. Yeah, I said it correctly. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. In Disney's latest effort to smuggle transgender ideology into its entertainment for kids, the new animated Disney series Baymax features a transgender man who menstruates and gives advice on which maxi pad to buy. Baymax, which begins streaming Wednesday on Disney, follows the adventures of a balloon-like robot from 2014 movie Big Hero 6, who is on a mission to serve as Good Samaritan to the residents of the fictional city of San Francisco. The transgender character appears in an episode 3 titled Sophia, in which Baymax offers to buy her menstrual hygiene materials at the store. Mm-hmm. Baymax is bombarded by suggestions from helpful shoppers, including a transgender character who is wearing a transgender flag shirt. So I'm going to show you this video. Right? Here.
Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?
Well, these are the tampons I usually use.
Thank you.
I prefer pads. They're more comfortable for me.
Thank you.
I always get the ones with wings.
Thank you.
Get them scented and bleach free if you can.
I always prefer the one with wings.
First of all, why are you even having this conversation on a kids' show? Like, what's your problem anyway? You stinking sick perverts. You can't even let a child be a child without indoctrinating him into your sex cult. Yeah, let me just be real. Let me just be absolute. Well, let's finish watching this and then I'll get real.
Thank you.
Yo, my daughter loves these.
Thank you. These might be easier if it's her first period.
How in the world do you know what your daughter loves, you weirdo? I don't know that. I don't want to know that. What are they doing? Disney is indoctrinating children into their sex cult. Do you understand? How many times do I have to say it for those in spiritual special ed? Right? Disney is indoctrinating children into a sex cult. That's what they do. Remember Britney Spears, I'm Not That Innocent? Remember Hannah Montana, Party in the USA? Remember Toy Story, the last one that bombed? Absolutely bombed out? And why did it bomb out? Right? Because they tried to indoctrinate children all over the world. They're trying to initiate people into their sex cult. That's what Disney is doing. That's what they do. This is nothing more than programming, grooming, and initiation. Let me say this to you again, very plainly. Disney programs, grooms, and initiates children into their sex cult. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Please. Please. Please prove me wrong. Because that's what they do. There is nothing normal, Bunny Akko, about a transgender man talking about tampons. That's not normal. Or whatever, transgender, whatever it is. There's nothing normal about it. There's nothing normal about Disney. Except the fact that all Disney does is initiate, groom, and program children to their sex cult. That's who they are. Make no mistake about it, that's what they do. They are perverts. They are perverts. By the way, when I was a kid, you didn't watch cartoons to learn about menstrual cycles, right? When I was a kid, I didn't watch a cartoon for that. I watched it for entertainment. I didn't watch it for them to indoctrinate me and initiate me into their perversion and their sex cult. But that's what they're doing. Because that's what Disney does. That's what they do. That's who they are, friend. That's who they are. And unfortunately, most Christians haven't wised up to it. Unfortunately, most Christians and grandpas and grandmas are like, oh, Disney's fine. It's no big deal. It's harmless. While they're indoctrinating children into their sex cult. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're doing. What I think is funny is that Bunny Akko probably doesn't have any children anyway. Probably has never raised a child and doesn't know what they're talking about. But you see, I know what I'm talking about. Because I've been tracking and watching what Disney's been doing for years. And they're one of the number one perverters of children out there. That's what they do. That's how they operate. right? But this is what this is just all part of the ongoing. This episode concludes with Sophia regaining her sense of confidence and performing at a school talent show. Now, Disney, in the last video I did on Disney, I'll show you. And you can find it. Let's see, right here. Disney converts kids to LGBTQ. Right? That's what they do. That's what they do best. Right? But anyway, so you can see where this is going, right? You can see what they're teaching. You can see what their focus is. Now take Biden's hiding abortion from parents, right? Trying to change, have a website trying to train a whole nation of children to not inform their parents. To then now you have the Disney Corporation, which is literally indoctrinating children into their little sex cult. And don't tell me they don't have a sex cult. Just go back and look at the pictures of Miley Cyrus with her father and how creepy and weird that was. And look at how all these little girls dress. And how these princesses and Tinkerbells and all these others dress. Right? Pretty easy to see what these people are. Look what the Bible says. You shall know them by their fruits. You'll know what somebody stands for by the fruit of their labors. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. What do they promote? Promiscuity, wickedness, perversion. All of it. That's what they promote. Right? That's what they promote. It's not hard to see what they stand for. Not hard to see at all. Disney wants to indoctrinate people into their sex cult. Children. At a young age. Why? Because then they have consumers for the rest of their lives. That's why. They literally have consumers the rest of their lives. It's all about money. Look at Babylon. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, the great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches come to naught. All about the money. For For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. That's what it is. It's all about money. The Bible warns about. First Corinthians 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. That's what you and I are supposed to do. Right? So you and I are supposed to do. We're to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. Amen. That's what you and I are supposed to do. That's the role. That's the work that we're supposed to be doing. Now, let's see here. I'm going to teach you some things here today. We're going to get into. A little Bible study here. In a few minutes here. Let's see. Right about, I'm going to play one song for you. And then we're going to get to our Bible study. We're going to talk about the believer being partakers. What we are partaking in. We are partakers, the Bible says, as believers in Christ. So we're going to go over some of that. And we're going to talk about how we are partakers and what exactly we are partakers of, amen, and in. And it's a great little Bible study the Lord showed me here today that I think will be an encouragement to God's people. And what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to split this up into two different teachings. I'm going to have this current events thing, and then I'm going to have this second hour here, and then I'm going to post those and just see how that does. If as we play around with some things here, with everything, okay. All right, that's what we'll do. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Well, that ended that. I think that went off. See.